Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use as always. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 19th of the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution. Go study history. It turns out pretty rough. Thank heavens for the American Revolution, though. It was a blessing, a once in a, I don't know what you want to call it, world history scenario, it seems to me. Revolution, not very fun. Very, very, very difficult. Our founding fathers gave their lives, their honor, their fortunes, and more. It was very rough. But we do support peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do stand for a peaceful restoration, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic.
Chuck Harder. He'll help you survive.
Happy to have you along. You say, why do I play that tune?
Hello there. Hi, everybody. There are two names that...
There he goes, doing what he did best, interviewing folks, doing great radio. Chuck Harder, ladies and gentlemen, passed away yesterday. Our prayers are with his daughter and family and others. And what a life. Interesting, well-lived. I say interesting because... Wow, he sure got beat up by the establishment that attacks us all. He's tried to stand against fake news, and boy, was it a rough row to hoe for him and all of us that came to follow. We got our start in talk radio, myself and Kurt Crosby. Welcome, Kurt. All right, we'll get to Kurt in a minute. Meanwhile, though, so Chuck Harder was a very interesting gentleman. He lived a very fascinating life. Did a lot of wonderful things. He was one of the first to stand against the establishment and reject fake news, to say the least. On the line with us, though, is a gentleman. His name is Keith Allen. And Keith Allen literally helped Chuck finish his last radio shows before he passed away and carries on Chuck's legacy. Welcome to the broadcast, Keith.
Hi, good morning, Sam. It's definitely, when I heard you say what you said about, you know, the last radio shows, you know, I just had to swallow pretty deeply because it's bittersweet. Chuck was a lot of things to a lot of people, but he was a patriot, number one, first and foremost. People loved him, and even though he hasn't been on the air for several years, people are searching for him every single day. And one of the biggest reasons why, as you know, Sam, he was way ahead of his time, and the things that he was fighting for, a lot of the stuff, is starting to materialize with the Trump administration. I mean, it was a huge fight, and Chuck took a lot of heat, a lot of bruises, but he would do it all over again because he did it for God and country. And you know, Chuck loved this country deeply.
All right. Before we get into the details there, he passed away yesterday?
Actually, I got the news, and it's a little bizarre, but a little later than I should have. I think he passed, and I'm going to confirm this, perhaps the same day as Art Bell.
Wow. Okay, because we covered Art Bell when he passed away. They're having an autopsy looking into Art. Art was 72. Chuck was around that age too, right? A little older?
74, just a couple years older.
Yeah, a little older than Art Bell. But wow, what a bunch of legends, right?
Legends, yeah, and a lot of conspiracies swirled around, you know, because both of them delved in the supernatural. And, of course, one of the big shows several years ago, and it can be found widely on the Internet, was him and Chuck talking about extraterrestrial life. You know, Stanton Freeman was a huge guest, a bunch of others, of course, and ufology. I would like to imagine that there is some kind of cosmic meeting between at least the two there and God himself. But you can imagine the conversation with Art Bell and Chuck Harder up in heaven.
Well, their legacy lives on. Myself and my co-host Kurt Crosby are in radio because of Chuck Harder.
He inspired so many different people. It's amazing the memories that start flooding into your mind when somebody passes. But My dad introduced Chuck Harder in New York City back in the 80s when Chuck was mostly doing consumer advocacy, and he was on the great 570 WMCA, fast-tracking to 1995. I was working for Bot Radio Network in Memphis, Tennessee, and I got a phone call from my dad saying that he was going to quit ABC and go to work for the People's Radio Network in White Springs, Florida. Now, I said, Dad, is that the same White Springs, Florida, where Chuck Harder does the program? He says, absolutely. Would you like to come and join the network? So I remember driving to White Springs and seeing the flashing light on the uplink, on a sandy driveway entrance into the Telford Hotel. And when I met Chuck the very next day, personally, Chuck introduced himself in a funny way. It was all Chuck. Hi, I'm Chuck Harder. I'm a beach ball with legs.
There you go. And everybody would dial in and say, hey, Chuck. And they'd say, what do you got? And how's it going, Chuck? Oh, I'm just working through life, and this is how far I got.
That's it. All Chucks. And he was just that way. I mean, some hosts, you know, they have this persona just on air. But Chuck was Chuck on or off the air. He was just the same guy. And you could have the most fascinating conversations when he was off the air. And I'm like, God, this stuff needs to be on the air. And some of the best conversations that I had with Chuck were off the air, that's for sure.
Well, and that's true with a lot of us hosts. The best conversations oftentimes are on the breaks with our producers and some of the guests behind the scenes and things like that. Chuck was no different. He had a unique blend. And I want to kind of rewind and say Chuck got his beginning in radio as a DJ, right?
He did at Elgin, Illinois, back in the 50s and 60s. He just always was enamored by radio and pursued it. And he had some big breaks. He credits one of the Elgin stations in Illinois, where a lot of people actually still listen to that station and remember Chuck fondly. It was an African-American who was the manager of the station, gave him the first break in radio. And so as much as people, you know, have always tried to, you know, pin him from the left as being racist, Chuck loved African-Americans. I mean, he credits his career to an African-American to get into radio. And you know, he says, you know, it's diversity that makes America. I mean, and he recognized that early.
And they call me a racist, too, but they lie, so don't worry.
It was reflective of the people that worked for him. He had people from all walks of life. And, you know, I read over the Facebook entries that come in, you know, people who bring the good and the bad out of people. And, you know, people just questioning, you know, well, where did Chuck go and what happened? And, you know, why did Chuck sell out? And did Chuck sell out? And I can tell you, Chuck never sold out. Chuck made some brave decisions to try to further fix America first. And this is way before Donald Trump even mentioned running for president.
Well, and so we fast forward a little bit, and I know we're kind of giving a little bit of scattered history, but if you take it in context, it makes sense. So Chuck switched from being a DJ into consumer advocacy, as you mentioned. Then he basically launched the Sun Radio Network in 1987 in Florida. That's where it all started, right?
Yeah, WFLA 970. It's a heritage station here in Tampa, Florida. And that's where Chuck really broke into consumer advocacy, where he gathered a lawyer or two and started asking questions on the air. And they got answers and took phone calls. And it was all consumer advocacy. And Chuck started getting curious about businesses that would, you know, sell lemons. And there was a car dealership in Tampa. I forget the name, but he had called them out on the air, and he was absolutely 100% correct. These people were taking advantage of people and were making a lot of money. The only problem was is that they were advertiser on the radio station. So Chuck lost his job on WFLA because of that, but he didn't miss a beat.
Now, let me stop you there. Hold on. So he tries to tell the truth. He stands up for what's right. He stands against kind of fake news, and the radio station decides to side with the enemy in this case, meaning the dishonest. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why we teach he who owns the media makes the rules. So they fire Chuck for telling the truth, huh?
That's right, 100%. It was the dollar was more important than the truth. And that's so true with so many different companies today, unfortunately.
Chuck had opportunities with big corporate radio networks, but he basically tells his story about the velvet Hammer, which is a story we continue to tell today because I've experienced it personally and so have many others. Even Glenn Beck and others are speaking out about the Velvet Hammer. They're not quite as eloquent as Chuck about it, but nevertheless, we tell Chuck's story, and I've experienced the same thing in my career, and I know others have as well. But Chuck literally talks about, hey, the mainstream, they're not willing to tell the tale, so he had to start his own. That's when the Sun Radio Network days started. That eventually moved into the People's Radio Network, and Chuck bought the Telford Hotel, and that's where really the heyday of Chuck's People's Radio Network began. And what's interesting about Chuck is, you know, there's a lot of people today that are very good at saying, look, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I kind of work with both sides, and I want America first. And Chuck was one of the first people to lead on that independent streak, if you will.
He was, and I'm proud to say that my dad was very instrumental in making technology work from his garage. And when people weren't doing what Chuck was doing, Chuck pioneered talk largely on how it worked with satellite, with delays, and you know, with technology, and it worked flawlessly before anybody like Sean Hannity or the Glenn Becks. I mean, he was just so pioneering. And then to think that he made the first 24-hour all, you know, talk network, you know, PRN, the People's Radio Network, and my dad was the president, as you know, of the network for a short time. And my dad died tragically in 95, about 3 to 4 months after taking the position. He had heart disease, but Chuck quickly took me under his, wing.
Hang on, Keith. Quick pause. Heartbreak. Can't control it. We're talking about Chuck Harder. He passed away a few days ago. Our prayers are with his family. A legend in radio. It's why we're in radio. So we give a tribute to Chuck Harder, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We're talking to Keith Allen. We're talking about talk show host slash legend Chuck Harder. Passes away a couple of days ago, around the same time as Art Bell. Just an interesting twist. But Chuck Harder was a fascinating person. He was able to really kind of reject the left-right paradigm narrative and stand for America first and stand for the people. He wanted to make products in America, and he wasn't quite conservative, and he wasn't quite liberal. He was really for America first. He was really for the people was the title of his talk show. And it was well on over 300 radio stations at the time. It was a pioneering effort, to say the least. It was a nonprofit organization so that it could be true to his mission. The problem is the IRS attacked the poor guy. He eventually tried to turn it into a for-profit entity to avoid some of that stuff, and the United Auto Workers in bed with Hillary Clinton took advantage of him and eventually destroyed all that stuff. I bring that all up because I'm personal friends with Pat Choate, who was well involved as Chuck's co-host, and they both filed lawsuits about it. But really, when Bill Clinton yelled hate radio in 96, hate radio is causing all the problems in the world, said Bill Clinton. Hillary went to work with the United Auto Workers and literally took Chuck down. Let's be very clear about that. Go ahead, Keith.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because there is a lot of confusion still. And there was a great article I think really clarifies a lot of these points. And that was put out by WorldNet Daily. And you can Google it, Bing it, whatever you use for a search engine. But just type in silence Chuck Carter and that article will come up. And that thing has had millions of views. But that really clarifies.
Yeah, the full headline of it is silenced 18-year audit halts radio talker.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they literally took him down. I was friends with Pat Choate, got updates from Pat behind the scenes at the time. I mean, it was a tragedy, and really that same abuse to us continues now, Keith.
It really does. When you tell the truth, people will say, well, we see it with Donald Trump, first and foremost right now as president. Daddy's home, and that's the way I say it on my show these days, is that you have somebody that actually is responsible, somebody that's conservative with those conservative ideals, and when you tell the truth, and you've seen that when you mentioned Glenn Beck, the heat that you will take, the fire that comes at you. You know, Chuck had death threats. He had to revamp himself because Bill Clinton put the IRS on him and put an 18-year audit. Can you imagine being audited by the IRS for 18 years?
And it never got resolved equitably. He got ripped off by the IRS and then ripped off by the United Auto Workers. It was a dishonest game, to say the least. But the good news is this. Chuck set forth a legacy. He was not a neocon, but he was conservative. He was not a liberal, but he did have some ideology to promote peace and reject war and to stand for consumer advocacy. And he had on guests from both sides of the aisle who he was friendly to. It wasn't to bring them in and barbecue them like hosts try to do it today. Right. It was a friendly conversation amongst Americans, sir.
He got so much heat and flack from that just to hear from both sides and try to be as balanced as possible when, you know, Fox News is coined fair and balanced. Chuck really was that on radio, and he was for the little people, more importantly for Mr. and Mrs. America, as he put it, flyover country. I mean, people could relate to Chuck, but Chuck was a walking encyclopedia. This guy was so well-read. He didn't have an Ivy League education, but Chuck was brilliant at a lot of different things. You know, we had a film lab. A lot of people don't realize that. Ran that in Tampa, Florida, did actually motion film development, picture development. Chuck worked for the cruise lines. He acquired just lifetimes of knowledge, and he was able to impart this stuff to solving people's problems on the air live in a 3-hour talk show that was coined again the fastest 3 hours in radio, where you could listen to 3 hours and think, didn't Chuck just get on the air?
And he hit the airwaves helping people before Dr. Laura even did.
He did.
Different venue slightly, but the point's the same, that you know what, it was about helping people and connecting with the average people.
Did. And he had a heart for people, and anybody that worked with Chuck, he was a professional first and foremost. He had a lot of passion, but he was human, just like you and I. But he certainly did not miss his calling. I mean, he definitely was made for talk radio. I would like to say that Chuck was the Beethoven in talk radio.
He certainly had golden pipes and a golden voice, that's for sure. Kurt, you want to chime in? I know we had a little bit of technical glitches before. I wanted to give you a chance to speak up, too. Any comments on Chuck?
Well, you know, at least he brought up, I was going to bring up that article, but he brought it up already. You know, when can you find somebody in the media who had that kind of treatment from the IRS, which has got to tell you, literally, in my opinion, the kind of real service and the real, I guess you could say, challenge to the insiders, the politically connected, that Chuck was, or else they wouldn't have gone after him so hard. And so our hats are off to him and all those who worked with him. You know, we knew a number of them and still do. You know, I mean, like Sam said, we wouldn't be doing this if it hadn't been for Chuck Harder.
There's no doubt about it. Chuck Harder and the people surrounding him made friends with us quickly and did such a wonderful job. By the way, Keith Allen, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know who he is, he currently is responsible for The People Show. And For The People Show is an outgrowth of Chuck Harder's original broadcast. And Keith and Chuck did the show for a while together until Chuck had some health issues. Keith carries on that legacy every weekend now. It's a weekend broadcast, but syndicated by Liberty News Radio, by my radio network. And we really celebrate Keith and appreciate him and carrying Chuck's legacy and viewpoint and efforts forward, Keith.
You know, I really appreciate that. It's really an enormity to really have that realization when I step to the microphone and that jingle kicks off. I'd like to just think now that Chuck has just got his hand on my shoulder and go forth. We have plans to go forward on more than the weekend show. I mean, it's one of these things where I had to just kind of get out and see what people were saying about the possibilities of the show. But I've learned very quickly what you've learned, is that this type of show, this type of programming, this enlightenment is not welcomed by the establishment.
It is not, but we keep marching on. You know, we first got inspired by Chuck. We were listening to him overnight on a radio station. We went to the boss and said, hey, will you put this stuff on earlier? They said, no. We said, we'll pay you. They said, okay. Turns out they didn't even know what they were airing. They just turned on the satellite and went home was kind of the story. That's how we got started. Eventually, we worked at some radio stations. Eventually, we realized he who owns the media makes the rules. We said, if we're going to make the rules, we better own a radio station. So we ignorantly went and bought one. It was one of the biggest blessings we've ever done. I say ignorantly because we didn't know what we were doing. Nevertheless, we learned by hard knocks. We're here today 25 years later, and the new media is taking center stage. We are involved in a meaningful way. My first personal interaction with Chuck, I want to tell you that story really quick, and then the final word's yours before we let you fly, Keith Allen. But my first interaction with Chuck was when he got kicked off by the United Auto Workers, and he went to Talk America. I owned a radio station at the time, KNAK AM 540. And I basically, the stations were being asked to switch networks where Chuck was on Talk America. And I said, I'm willing to switch, but I smell a rat with the United Auto Workers here. And I want to know, is it Talk America or United Broadcasting, the ones that are dishonest here? I don't know who's who in this space. I said, if somebody calls me that I trust, in other words, if Chuck Harder calls me personally and tells me which way to go, because I trust Chuck, and I'm just telling you. And 5 minutes later, Chuck calls up and says, Sam, it's Chuck. And I just want you to know that if you would move your station to carry my show, I'd be so grateful. And basically, in seconds, I moved my station. But I didn't know which way to go was the problem. It wasn't that I was being difficult. But the second I heard from Chuck, I moved to the Radio America because I realized where the truth was. And then I kept in touch with Pat and found out more from there. But my whole point was Chuck took the time, just dropped everything. He's like, call Sam, it's Chuck. Hey, here's what's going on, and here's what, and he didn't demand I do anything. He just said, I'd be so grateful if you would, but here's the truth. And I accepted that truth. And that's kind of my most important personal interaction with Chuck.
Well, your inspiration, the fruits with Liberty and your partner, you guys are patriots. Anybody that supports you or thinking about supporting Liberty, your network does an amazing job educating and allowing people to know how this all works, connecting the dots. And that's something that Chuck was really, really good at, and something you guys are very brilliant at. And sometimes it's a little difficult to sift through some of the information, but, you know, history is a great lesson. Always, you know, reach back, look at that, what was done, and then going forward, holding people accountable, you know, for what they do.
Sometimes all right, keep us posted on your show. We're flat out of time this segment. We have other guests, so I got to fly, but I wanted to get to you. Because we wanted to celebrate Chuck's life and thanks, carry on his legacy. Thank you, Keith. We'll have you back, brother.
Thank you.
Keith Allen, ForThePeopleShow.com. Check it out. It's available at LibertyNewsRadio.com on the weekends. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Fun to game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to want it more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale, and it's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Chuck Harder passed away, well-known talk show host and legend. That's how we got into radio. R.I.P., brother. Rest in peace, my friend. He lived an interesting life, to say the least. I say interesting because, man, being attacked by the IRS and shutting down your radio network and battling with United Auto Workers and Hillary Clinton. And wow, I'm just telling you right now, he's one of the first to take on these necessary battles for the sacred cause of liberty. Any final word, Kurt, about Chuck before we go to our guests?
Well, I just got to echo what you said, Sam, and so thanks for bringing it up. And it's good to remember about Chuck Harder. We'll have to have a little stuff from him every so often, maybe some little ditties or something, you know.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Good to remember.
You know, Chuck taught so many valuable principles as he went through his battle, and as a lot of us experience the same battles, the words and the experiences of Chuck Harder seem to echo as history sadly repeats itself. All right. Anyway, our prayers are with Chuck and his daughter and family. And anyway, all right. Brian Rust is with us. RustCoinAndGift.com. He's here to talk about metals. Chuck Harder talked about metals. Do you remember Chuck, Brian?
Don't ring a bell there. I'm sure I've heard some of the things, but it doesn't. Yeah, it didn't ring a bell.
Yeah, he was on the radio for a long time, doing a wonderful job. Rust Coin and Gift, ladies and gentlemen, over the past 50 years, has been working to educate customers about precious metals. Now, a lot of people think this might be an advertisement, but it's not. Although you have there's these radio commercials about oh, it's the Shane Company. Most people have heard of them. It's like, oh, you have a friend in the jewelry business. And I submit to you, you have a friend in the precious metals business. His name is Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. If you want an honest person that understands metals, that's where we recommend you go. It's a very dicey business, kind of like a car salesman if you get the wrong people. But if you get the right people, it can be a wonderful experience, and it can provide stability in your wealth and your portfolio. And as war is being talked about across the nation, Brian, and as the stock market seems to be a roller coaster ride, to say the least, you know, precious metals is really a safe haven people instinctively flock to, whether they understand it or not, huh?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think a lot of people are confused. There's so much going on in the world, and with fake news and all the other things, yeah, you want to protect your paper, and that's one thing the metals do. It protects your stocks. Bitcoin, any of that stuff, 401ks, as that markets are dropping, your metals are protecting your losses. And so it's important that that you have some of that, no doubt about it.
Gold right now at $1,347.10, silver at $1,722. Now, listen, I had my silver price in here from several weeks ago, and it was like $746 or something like that. It's only changed about 20 cents or whatever. As the stock market acts like a roller coaster, even with the manipulations in futures, gold and silver remain very solid. Kurt, you want to respond to that?
Well, I was looking, some of the different headlines about gold and silver, and I see one says, it's dated today, or dated yesterday. It says gold hits 18-month high versus, quote, safe haven, end quote, franc. But silver jumps faster as Trump slams TPP. But most folks have a hard time keeping track of it all. But the bottom line is, we can tell you is, you're smart to have some silver and or gold in your, well, holdings, if you will. When you look back at history, I'm talking about biblical history. I mean, it's been forever that way, that silver and gold, hey, have been honest money. And our country was started that way. When we think of the phrase, make America great again, boy, that's one of the first things that comes to mind.
Amen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear Patriot printing in the background? If you want a print job done inexpensively, and if you're a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, then get a hold of Kurt and say, I'd like to work with you on some Patriot printing, please, to promote the sacred cause of liberty. Kurt will help you. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. It is a special Kurt offers for those who support patriotic causes. So go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com, become a member, and then get a hold of Kurt at Patriot Printing, and he'll take great care of you. Brian, the headlines are salacious. It's kind of like the idea, if it bleeds, it leads. The same thing with metals. They want to give the most salacious or manipulative or outlandish headlines that you could possibly get. But you're a coin dealer. Behind the scenes, tell us about gold and silver. They act like it's a roller coaster ride. I don't think so.
Yeah, you get all kinds of market makers or various other, people, one side or the other saying this, that, and the other. Obviously your paper traders, most of the clients I talk to are saying to get out of metals, stay in this paper. And one factor is it's not a problem that maybe you have paper and you're riding the stock market and it's up and down and showing, but you got to protect that paper. And that's the problem, is they don't teach. They just basically say, yeah, get into this. This is the way to go. And then if these big drops and so on, they just, oh, it was just a bad stock. Let's get you into something else. I mean, they need to protect those downslides with metal, and metal's always been a way to do that. So you see a lot of pushes one way or another. Don't do this. Don't do that. One of the things you mentioned first off is about, somebody you can trust. I've got so many people that come in with collections of promotional. They're just promotional. So these guys target you on the phone. They'll send you paperwork, buy this, buy that. This is the best thing to get in. And they come to find out when they get in there, they think, oh, wait, you're offering me this. I paid 10 times that. Well, that's the problems are they're not finding out before they buy. And so if they get some education, it's going to help save them a lot of money. So I think that's one of the big factors that needs to happen.
Yeah, in our society, things are becoming more and more and more specialized. When I started out in IT 30 years ago or so, you could almost be the IT guy for everything. But now that it's so complicated, you've got data analysts for analytics, you've got folks that are hardware people and folks that are software people and engineers and systems analysts. And anyway, it gets complicated. But the point is, it's so specialized now. And I look at it kind of like your mechanic or your physician or somebody in the technical fields. What you need to do is say, look, I know enough to know that gold and silver matters, that it's biblical, that it's stable, that it's a hedge against the problems in whatever currency we're comparing or in societal shifts and changes. Gold and silver is the safe haven. I can understand that from a biblical and from a founding father-esque or American point of view, from a point of God, family, country, if you will. But now, if I'm going to deal in the basics, I'm going to go to somebody honest who will have a thin margin to cover their businesses, but yet give me a great deal. But if I'm going to get into anything else, I got to have a specialist. I got to have somebody who knows and who does this every day because it's too complex. It's like a jewelry dealer. I got to have somebody who understands the ins and outs, who keeps track of the coins and the values and all those things. That's really what I'm advocating for, because I believe in that. It's you'll save more money than you'll ever lose by somebody that's honest and can steer you right and say, look, here's the reality and here's what's going on and here's the scenario and here's what you want to do and here's why. It's that education that comes along as a service. And I think we're moving more towards that in our economy as well.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to just ask the right question. I mean, if you've got somebody calling on the phone and you ought to be buying this or you know, paper in the mail, you know, ask the questions. That's all it takes. I've got a client, like I've said in the past, he spent $300,000. He won't see $100,000 back. And the reason is he's buying stuff that they just want him to promote. Look, buy this. This is what you need. You need to, well, that's all great, but if you're not asking the right questions, it's going to hurt your portfolio.
Well, and sometimes you might not even have enough knowledge like me. I don't even know to ask the right questions sometimes. But if I get the right person, then they can help me focus on the right issues, and they can turn my questions into maybe the right questions, and then more importantly, into an education about how to handle those questions. In other words, hey, it's about getting answers. It's better than Radio Shack. But I bring that up to say sometimes I don't even know the right questions to ask, Brian. But if I can talk to somebody who knows, then they can steer me right, even in my somewhat ignorant state kind of thing. And I mean ignorant, not that I'm a bad guy. It's just that I don't do it every day. I don't know what I'm talking about, right, Kurt?
No, that's, yeah.
You know, Brian, I was just thinking about the first time we probably, I'm pretty sure either, you know, Sam and I came in, or maybe our buddy Brian Gibson and I came into your place in the early days. This was probably nearly 30 years ago, maybe more. But I don't know if you remember, but it's probably less memorable for you simply because you're dealing with lots of customers. But I remember thinking, man, I wish there was there had been a nice coin shop like this in my town when I was growing up, because, you know, I grew up in a small town, and the first time I see a place like yours with, you know, what I think is just really cool stuff, you know, old money, you know, silver, gold, old paper money that I can look at and go, hey, man, it's a history lesson. Right on Turbo, right there in front of me, and then
you know, to be able
to,
Kurt.
Yeah, to be able to buy it and take some home and you know, promote honest money, man. It was just, it's been great.
Amen to that. Hang tight.
Appreciate your efforts.
I'm not a prophet, but I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to do it after the break. I want Brian and Kurt to stay. We'll wrap this up. I'm just telling you right now, RustCoinAndGift.com. If you want an honest, if you want a friend in the coin business, you got it. Via Liberty Roundtable Live. Hang tight, my story in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Our guest riding shotgun today, Brian Rust. RustCoinAndGift.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. You got a friend in the coin business, if you will. And that's what you need. You need someone you can trust, because you know what? Unless you do this every day, you just can't know all the ins and outs of this complicated stuff. But if you know who to go to, then he'll protect your wealth. And that's what it's all about, preservation of wealth, in my humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen. And it's about honest money. It's a hedge against the fiascos of man-made solutions. There you go. Anyway, my story, well, let's do this. Let's go to Kurt's headline first and then my story. Kurt?
All right, Sam, I just saw this and I thought, you know, Brian will love responding to this, and I think you'd like it too, but it's a summary from something called Gold Money. It says, silver prices are trading almost 25% below the values predicted by our price model. Then it says, we believe this is a result
of... values predicted by our price model. Why do we got to predict them?
So, but just
well, I was
going to
make a prediction, speaking of that. Why do we got to predict here?
Yeah, it says, we believe this is a result of massive short selling in the futures market. Then it says, get this little part. In order to maintain this downward pressure on silver, speculators would have to continue to sell over 500 million ounces of paper silver per year. What? How do you get paper silver, Brian?
You create it. You create the paper. Well, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing these pushes with
fake news.
You got banks. I read a thing too on that. these fake banks, this mysterious price plunges, where these banks will kind of spoof the hedge funds, and they'll send out a sale, and then they'll retract it right off the bat. But the computer or whatever grabs it and doesn't see that they're pulling back, and they drop that. You know, the metal drops, boom, right off the bat. And there was no sale. But they you know, that spoof of, oh, I'm going to sell. Yeah, but millions of dollars of those, yeah, these S funds and so on. But, yeah, paper, fake news, fake paper. That's what it is.
Paper silver. Imagine that, folks. I recommend you take possession of your silver, and I recommend it's not paper. All that is silver futures, which is basically silver fake news trading. A little bit like gambling, but I digress. Now, I made an executive decision to quickly switch. I was going to go to my story and then to Kurt's article. But I wanted to go to Kurt's article first because I think it has a lot to do with my story is the point, the reason. So I said before the break, I'm going to make a prediction, and I'm not a prophet, and I don't pretend to be, by the way. But my prediction is a little bit, misleading in the sense that I believe that I'm onto something and I've figured out something, and so have a few other people in society. You know, everybody's wondering what's going to happen with these massive brick-and-mortar stores, and online is going to take the world away, and what's going to happen. And, you know, rarely do you hear the doom and gloom. I mean, they told you radio was dead, you know, when TV came out, right? Okay, I bring that up, though, to say this. I do believe there is a shift in the retail markets, and there's a reason I'm telling you the story that relates to Brian Rust, by the way. So what's happening is that people are wondering how retail, how these big, massive stores are going to continue, and the answer is they're not. Online is going to be the order of the day. Distribution centers are going to be the order of the day. You say, but I want an expert. I don't want to walk around Walmart and look for somebody, and then I find somebody and they run as fast away from me as they can get. And if they don't, they don't know anything. What good is that? And you get frustrated quickly. And online, we don't even have that. But there are companies that are putting together what I call the perfect blend. And the perfect blend is a very tiny retail footprint. So when you want to see an expert, you can go down and talk to somebody face-to-face or call them, but it's somebody you locally know and trust. And that person will become a niche expert in their field. And that niche expert in that field will guide you and direct you. So let's say I go down and visit somebody. There's stores doing this. One of the companies that's innovative about this is Zappos. Another innovative company about this is called Moose Jaw. And Moose Jaw is a sporting goods company. They do climbing and outdoor gear and all this kind of stuff. I bring this up because Moose Jaw has these stores that are not much bigger than your house, folks. And they have a smattering of products. You can take something home on occasion with you. But more, you're going there to see, touch, and feel products and get guidance from an expert. And then literally the idea is, hey, you can order it now. You'll wake up and the product will be there. Pretty soon the product will be home before your shopping trip is over. Or when you get back from running your errands, it'll be there. It's not there yet, but it's coming. So the answer going forward is niche, small brick and mortar, backed by an online serviceable center and retail online establishment, so to speak. And you combine this unique, or the perfect blend is what I would call it, of retail, of service. So we're going back to an old day snapshot where you go in and talk to somebody you trust that's an expert in a niche field. But you're combining that with then this online service presence that is futuristic. It's almost like Sears Roebuck and catalog via the internet combined with an area expert that you can meet on the ground and talk to. It's incredible to see. And there's people pioneering this effort. The reason that I bring that up, Brian, is you actually have that model already in place, sir.
Yeah, we ship a lot of stuff out. But I'm a people guy. So I like to sit there and talk to people. And sometimes I'm a pitcher guy. So sometimes I'm looking right at the thing, or they're holding the thing and seeing the thing. It answers a lot of questions. A lot of times people will call me. Yeah, I'm really not sure what you have, but if you bring it to me, definitely I can sit there and tell you, let's look at it. Let's see what it is. So I like that aspect of the business. And then we can, things can be, shipped out. Like you say, the pitcher guy, the hands-on, the talk face-to-face, it can answer a lot of questions, and I like that little aspect in the business.
Brian, have you done much with the whole, FaceTime and the, Skype kind of things or whatever, where you can look at their stuff, they can show you, you can show them yours from a distance? Have you used some of those technologies?
I haven't done as much FaceTime things. That might be the next avenue where I can kind of see. I do have people will send me pictures of things. Some of the aspects of that is counterfeiting. So if they've got something, I could tell, that looks like that's what that is. But until I, really see it, sometimes the counterfeiting factor comes into play. They'll buy stuff, something online, and if it's been counterfeit, no way to tell without actually seeing it in person.
Yeah, and they actually send in coins for appraisals for that very reason. So like I say, there's a blend, but I'm telling you right now, this ability to deal with people online and find somebody you trust, an expert, then this ability to walk in locally in most cases and create a network of trustworthy people on the ground combined with this incredible, almost like Sears and Roebuck catalogs of yesteryear, but online and updated big time. I'm predicting that's the future of retail. And I say that because I believe there will be niche experts on the ground, but yet backed by this incredible distribution infrastructure that is second to none. It's taking yesteryear, building a relationship of trust with somebody in a given field, but then combining it with this incredible distribution mechanism and service center mechanism that's unimaginable in former generations. It's an incredible blend. There's my prediction for the perfect blend. What do you think? You think that'll be the future, Brian?
Yeah, I think you got something there. I mean, the younger generation's definitely in that mode. I mean, they don't do as much interaction. The kids in my ward at my YSA, they're dating with that interaction, kind of put that cell phone or whatever instead of just right there. Hey, would you like to go out like I did? Like to go out on a date. But anyway, yeah, I think you got something. I mean,
and they even date via FaceTime. But at some point, Brian's saying you got to have the real McCoy, huh, Brian?
Yeah. I think that blend. I think you're right. I mean, that blend is both sides of that that scenario. Yeah.
By the way, I love FaceTime. I think Kurt's spot on that. My favorite remote app for communication, day in and day out, is called Zoom, Zoom.us. And I don't get a penny for promoting them. I just use them every day for corporate meetings. I probably spend more time with the Zoom app than any other app on my computer. Zoom is the best multi-user video conferencing system on the planet. Now, there's more expensive ones that are really good, but I'm talking about for the average Joe. You can use your computer, you can hold meetings, you can do webinars, you can raise your hand, literally, digitally speaking, and people can call on you. You can send in chats so that you can communicate and ask questions. You can share your screen so you can do PowerPoint or whatever presentations, or watch a video together, or do any of these things. You've literally got a little marker that you can kind of point at things when you're discussing things with people. I mean, it's incredible. So if you want a modern day, communication tool, Zoom video conferencing is very impressive, to say the least. All right, Brian, any final thoughts about the market before we let you fly?
I think we've seen some little climbs in the market. I just think people need to prepare little by little. Come in there, just get yourself something every day, every week, whatever it takes. But yeah, put some stuff away. Yeah,
they want you to believe the economy is a get rich or go broke scheme, and I submit to you that it's a slow wealth gathering process, Kurt.
Yeah, get some of my favorites. They call it junk silver. I always call it fine silver. Get some of that, especially the, older dimes where your kids won't get them maybe mixed up with the real, the dimes we use today. I was going to say real, but the fake dimes.
right.
I'd get some of those mercury ones, get some of those older quarters, that you can tell, hey, it's a way different. Get some of those 50-cent pieces, the Franklin ones or even earlier. Get some of those old silver dollars. At least you can teach people what a dollar was. And
right.
Then you can maybe help make America great again simply by offering a little bit of, competition to the
Amen.
Dishonest money system.
Yeah, good money chases out the bad. My two favorite, Kurt, are the the Eagle Liberty Silver Dollar. Or the, what's it called? The whatever eagle?
Yeah, Silver Eagle.
Silver Eagle Silver Dollar is my favorite because it's so unique, it's so pretty, and it's kind of the premium, but yet you're not paying a lot for some kind of specialty coin, but yet it's kind of the national standard, so to speak, on what a silver dollar is. And then the second one I like the most is the 50-cent pieces that Kurt talks about, just because you can never get them really mixed up very easily compared to some of the other things if you're not careful. But I like the 50-cent pieces because they're unique in that way. And really, a 50-cent piece with real wealth of silver, hey, that's a chunk of change. I mean, right now it's what, about almost 10 bucks, right? Equivalent?
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty significant in one coin, Kurt.
You can
it's
of your paper, too.
And it's so beautiful to look at, like those. I mean, when you ask somebody, you say, hey, have you had one of these 2018 silver dollars from the United States government? They look at you like, they're still making those?
And then you have to drop the bomb on them and say, but they cost 20 bucks. And then people go, what? And then you just started the discussion for a powerful education.
You're helping them learn.
That's right.
Good All right, point. Brian, any final word?
Hey, it's great. You guys are doing a great job. It's going to be a great day today. How's that?
Amen to that. We'll have you back soon, my brother. Appreciate
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you betcha. Thank you.
RustCoinandGift.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. And again, this isn't about advertising. It's about helping you find, I'm going to start calling them area experts on given topics, whether it be real estate, whether it be coins, whether it be, a mechanic. We need a big reference database to refer patriots to patriots.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, we hope that as we offer you these things that hopefully are of value to you, that you... Well, you recognize it and then, reciprocate. We appreciate your support. That's why we bring people to you that we don't pay them, they don't pay us, and yet we hope they're of value to you.
But there is a relationship of trust, and there is an area expert component, and our goal is to tap you into real people doing real things, ladies and gentlemen. GiveMeLibertyFund.com is the start of what we're talking about. It's a win-win-win situation for patriots, to say the least. You can get a hold of Patriot Printing. You can get a hold of Rust Coin and Gift. You can get a hold of all kinds of experts that'll take care of you. Gotta dig it. Hour one in the can. Rest in peace, Chuck Carter. Hour two coming up in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure.